Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
Let me start by affirming that God is a loving God. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And in this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, he sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins," or the substitute for our sins. So here's the first thing I want to know, that even if you don't love God, God still loves you. Even if you reject God, God still loves you. Even if you have served God and walked away from God, one of the titles that God gives himself in the Bible is God the Divorcee. Did you know that was one of his titles? He gave that to himself. He said, "No, you walked away from me, but I never walked away from you. My heart is with you, even though you're," he said to Israel, you're committing adultery. You've walked away from me, but I've never walked away from you." So just the fact that you don't love God does not mean that God does not love you. So here is the short answer to that question: why does a loving God send people to hell? And the answer is that God doesn't send anyone to hell. That's the real answer. God doesn't send anyone to hell. Heaven and hell is a choice, except for Satan and demons. He sends them to hell. But God does not send any human to hell. We send ourselves to hell when we reject the love of God and the Word of God. So heaven and hell is a choice that we make. God has given to each of us a free will. And the argument is not that God sends people to hell, but the argument is that hell is the tragic consequence of human activity who chooses to reject God. C.S. Lewis famously wrote this: "There are two kinds of people in the end: those who say to God, those to whom God says, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says in the end, excuse me." There are two kinds of people in the end: those who say to God, "Thy will be done," and those to whom God says to them, "Thy will be done." So it's according to what choice you're making with your life. Now, I'm going to explain this a little deeper. So this is not a simple answer, so I'm not going to give you a simple answer for a complex question. God has gone to great lengths to make sure that no one goes to hell. He has gone to huge lengths. So you need to understand this first of all. Sin is not you choosing Satan over God. Sin is you choosing yourself over God. That's what sin is. Sin is when you choose yourself. When you dilute sin to the smallest component, it ends up as selfishness. I want this. Satan got kicked out of heaven. I will exalt myself. I will do this. I will do this. It was all I. And so sin is not about you choosing Satan over yourself, over God. Sin is about you choosing yourself over God. And that is when we are sin. That's what temptation is all about. Temptation, Satan knows that you will choose yourself if you get the chance. So he tempts you with things that he knows that you like, because he knows that you will choose yourself over God, and that is why he tempts us. 1 Peter 3 and 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So you need to understand this. God never made hell for mankind. Anyone who goes there is going there as an intruder, because God did not make hell for mankind. God made hell for Satan and his angels. And the Bible tells us that in Matthew 25 and 41. Then he will say to those in his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So God never prepared hell for mankind. So this question is a separate question, but it goes along with the first question. So I want you to hear the second question, but I'm going to show you how it works well with the first question in tandem. Here's the second question. When did Satan get cast out of heaven, and where did he go? All right? So when did Satan get cast out of heaven? Where did he go? Luke 10 and 18 says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. So this is Jesus saying, I was there, I saw Satan falling from heaven, but I knew, even when he fell from heaven, that you would have authority over him. Okay, so here's the next verse. Revelation 12 and 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth. So that's where he went, and his angels were cast out with him. Okay, so when was Satan cast out? Before mankind was made, but the earth was already created. And I'll show you that in just a moment. So Satan was already on the earth when God made Adam and Eve. So God made Adam and Eve knowing Satan was on the earth. He was already on the earth. Listen to this in Isaiah. How you're falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you were cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. So Satan was on the earth before God made man. But God knew that man would have to make a choice. Now, here's the thing about that. God left Satan. People have asked me many times, why doesn't God just do away with the devil? Why doesn't God just destroy Satan and then we wouldn't have all this problem? Well, hang around. That's called the millennial reign of Christ. Hang around. That's called the eternal state of glory. That is going to happen. But Satan serves a purpose. You see, the reason that we need a choice is because Satan was created as a worshiping angel and he rebelled. If Satan could rebel in heaven with all of the amazing components of heaven, then God knew that the only way we could truly love him and be his is to choose him.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
So Satan gives us a choice, and here's what Satan knows. Satan knows that if you ever saw him, you would never choose him. He appears as an angel of light, but he's certainly not one. He shows up in all the beautiful things, but he's a serpent. He's a dragon. That's what the Bible calls him. He is the accuser of the brethren. He is evil from head to toe. There is no good in him. And because Satan knows that you would never choose him, if you ever saw the devil and you ever saw Jesus, there is no way in the world you would ever say, I want that one. I'll take that ugly old horned dragon over the kind king that's standing here willing to give me everything, including eternal life. There's no way you would choose him. So Satan never asks you to choose him, unless you're a Satan worshiper, maybe. He never asks you to choose him. No, he asks you to choose yourself. Satan's disguise, Satan's plan is not to get you to choose evil over good, but to choose pleasure over good. To choose pleasure, the Bible says, is for a season. So he wants you to choose. He wants you to say things like, it's my body. I'll do with it what I want. It's my life. My. It's the same thing he said when he got kicked out of heaven, because he wants you to say, my. I want this. I want this. I demand this. I deserve this. And when you get in that state of mind, that is when he is talking to you, because he knows you would never choose evil over good. You wouldn't do it. No, but you would choose fun over God. You would choose pleasure over God. You would choose getting high over God, because that's not about Satan or the devil. It's about you. And so the trickery of the enemy is to get you to choose yourself over God. So if Satan was here when God made Adam and Eve, he's come to the earth. How do we know that he was here? Because he spoke to the serpent in the garden when Adam and Eve was here. And God had already created the earth. He is creating the animals. He's already created the animals. He doesn't create man until the sixth day. So he creates the whole earth. He creates all the animal kingdom. Satan's already in a snake. And he does not create Adam even until the sixth day of creation. So Satan was here before God made Adam and Eve. So you mean God would make mankind knowing the devil was there? Yes, he would. Because that's the only way we can prove that we love God, is when we choose God. And you know what? Not to toss this out there again, that's another reason I'm a tither. I don't choose myself over God. I'm a tither because I choose God. I choose God first. And you can argue if you want, if it's in the Old Testament, New Testament. I don't care. I've got plenty of ammunition for that, believe me. So you'll never win that argument with me. I just want you to know that. So bring it if you got it, but you're never going to win it, because it is all over the New Testament, not just the Old Testament. It's not an old covenant thing. It's a God thing. And some things, if you're going to say tithing was done away with, then tell me the Sabbath was done away with too, because Jesus ate on the Sabbath and picked the wheat of the Sabbath because he fulfilled the law of the Sabbath. I mean, that's the argument you're in right there. So understand this. I choose that because I choose God first. Tithing is choosing God over me. Tithing is choosing God first before I do anything else, trusting him for every part of my life.
If you're enjoying the Bible Explained, follow the podcast and leave a quick review. It helps us get these teachings in front of more people who need them. If you would like to partner with us in ministry, go to briancutshaw.com and sign up today.